There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Interactive content.
Radio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Yeah. Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. Lovie Smith and the Tampa Bay Bucks recently cut veteran quarterback Josh McCown. Now they have the number one pick with two quarterbacks, Heisman winner Marcus Mariota and one-time national champ Jameis Winston, staring them in the face at one. NFL Network's draft analysis, Mike Mayock, says what he would do.
Both quarterbacks have question marks. So the third issue is then you go to the best position player available. Who is the highest rated football player on your board? My gut tells me they're going to go with the quarterback. And at this point, you know, I would guess it's Jameis Winston just because he fits what they do more.
Mayock also said he has a hard time of getting rid of Jay Cutler if he were the Bears. He would take Florida's edge rusher Dante Fowler if the QBs were available at 7 overall. The media gets to pick the brains of GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox on Wednesday. Combine begins tomorrow with x-rays and interviews of the O-linemen, special teamers, and tight ends. Quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers report on Wednesday, and drills begin Friday from Indy. The Hawks do not play until Wednesday night. They host the Red Wings then. The Bulls can't even practice until that night because of the CBA. Their next game is Friday against the Pistons at the UC. Amari Stoudemire is a free agent after agreeing to be bought out by the Knicks. Early rumors have him interested in the Mavericks. The NBA trade deadline is on Thursday, and that's also the day pitchers and catchers report for the Cubs and the White Sox. Back to Josh McCown. He met with the Bills today. He left without a contract. Visit the Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander with seating up to 8. Highlander provides room for all your family and friends. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Moores and Bernstein.
Moores and Bernstein.
At it again.
Afternoons on The Score.
Smart guys wanted to fit in, so they made up a term called analytics. All these guys who run these organizations who talk about analytics, they have one thing in common. They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game, and they never got the girls in high school, and they just want to get in the game.
Listen, I wouldn't know Daryl Moore if he walked in this room right now.
So tell us how you feel about Daryl Morey's comments.
Come on, man.
And that was very vitriol of you to say.
That's Charles Barkley. It's 403 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Moores and Bernstein, and that's what we want to talk about.
This guy's been writing about him, and has for a while, because a polarizing television personality. Richard Deitch is on Twitter, at Richard Deitch, and the Sports Illustrated media writer is now on the Grossinger Lincoln Wood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Richard.
Stop dropping your vitriol on me, Gus.
That was very vitriol. Wow.
Well, you did a long-form interview with Charles. We were debating earlier, Richard, about what this does for him. Does this, I mean, in reading your story, what he said and how he backed himself up, does this, you know, Harold Riddle sort of got away. Next thing you know, he's doing the World Series. I mean, it's not like people said, Harold, I think you're behind the time. No, there he was doing the World Series. Does this hurt Barkley?
No, wow. The fact that you put Harold Reynolds and Charles Barkley in the same sentence bothers me, but whatever, we'll move on. No, it does not hurt Barkley, because when it comes to all this stuff, the only people that matter are their employers. So if Fox believes Harold Reynolds is some kind of analyst genius, and they may be the only people on earth who do, he's going to be in the booth. Turner loves Barkley, and Barkley is in such a position of power there, because essentially you are watching that show because of him. The chemistry is great between all those guys, but the reason why you turn into Inside the NBA is because of Chuck. Where I think it hurts him, and I know, I've interviewed Charles maybe conservatively 100 times, so I feel like I'm pretty confident here in saying he doesn't care one bit what anyone thinks of his analytics argument. Where I do think it hurts him, though, is I think there is a big group of people in the analytics community who love the NBA, who certainly watch Inside the NBA, and I think are ticked off because they feel what Charles is saying is kind of an affront to what they're about in the numbers community. And so he may be hurt a little bit there, and he certainly faced some bad press from that world. But I think in the end, again, if you're a basketball fan and it's Thursday night,
it's a must.
You're still going to watch the show. So I would say, you know, it's a long-winded way of saying no, I don't think he's hurt at all by it.
Bigger picture with Barkley, however, at least from my perspective, I find him entertaining. I have always liked his pugnaciousness and his confidence in saying whatever is his truth at that moment. What I'm wondering, though, is when he starts delving into social issues, and now that Bill Cosby has been sidelined as sort of the conservatives' favorite darling of being able to tell what is believed to be tough truth to black people who need to hear it. And Barkley has sort of stepped into that vacuum a little bit. But, you know, he's still a guy who was just, you know, put a basketball through a metal rim for a living. And I'm wondering if you're getting mission creep with the Barkley brand to the point where if there is a shark to be jumped, we're closing in on it.
Yeah, but I would say, isn't that on you? If you are taking Charles Barkley's opinions on politics and race and social issues, and you are following what Barkley said,
right?
Well, then that's on you. I mean, hopefully he's a voice, a very prominent one. He has a visible role on television. He's asked questions on this, and he answers them, and he answers them honestly. And I think there is a lot of truth to what he says. If you agree with my point of view, then you love the fact that I'm fearless and honest. If you don't agree with my point of view, then why is Charles Barkley talking about this stuff? So I find him interesting, I find any sports broadcaster who's willing to go into areas that are not traditional sports interesting. Now, I may not agree with all of them, and they, you know, Stephen A. Smith is a guy I don't particularly love, but I do give him credit for at least addressing some issues in politics and stuff that most people won't go. So I feel like that's more on the listener or the viewer, that if you're really getting – no one is expecting – Charles Barkley to offer the kind of, opinions with the same depth as a college professor on cultural studies. But he does have a forum, he is famous, and he is willing to answer this stuff. And I admire him for the fact that at least he's honest enough to answer these questions and doesn't necessarily just give you kind of a PC vanilla spin, which is generally safe in broadcasting.
You know what's interesting to me too, speaking about that, Richard, is when we go back to the Adrian Peterson thing, and we were working when that story first broke and got all over him. When Charles Barkley said what he did about growing up in the South, and I mean it became then echoed by a lot of people saying, well, you know, and you didn't like it. You found it distasteful.
Correct. But, I couldn't believe he said it, and I love Barkley, but yeah, I couldn't disagree with him more in terms of the notion that everybody in the South has experience with being hit by a
child abuse. Yeah, part of the culture. And I mean, I'm thinking, Charles, what did you just stepped in it here with this, didn't you? And really, I mean, then it's sort of that was one of the comments you couldn't miss. If you were interested in this story, when this thing broke, everybody was all directions on this because it was so awful. But yet he was the guy who said it first that I can remember, said it. Well, you know, that's what they do. And it's like, Richard, that he gets away with it, and it isn't, you know, it doesn't carry on. And others then echoed him and saying, well, yeah, that's what we've been trying to tell you. That's what happened. We don't agree with it. We hate it. We can't believe it. But yet it's another one of those things where he's out there. But that's to him, that's his truth.
Well, I will say this, and this is something you hit on, and this is true in broadcasting. There are things that don't stick to certain broadcasters, and he's one. There's a Jordan, since I'm in Chicago, I love the expression. There's a Jordan rules to certain broadcasters for whatever reason. Maybe it's because they're famous in another line of life. Maybe it's because they just feel free. They have enough money to speak however they want to speak, and if they get fired, so be it. So Barkley is one of the few guys on TV where he, generally speaking, can almost get away with anything, and there's no repercussions. But he is by far not the only person at all who has those Jordan rules. You look at ESPN2's First Take in the morning.
Oh, well, that's a clown show.
Right, exactly. I mean, put a nose on the monorail salesman, Skip Bayless. And the fact is, that show absolutely has the same Jordan rules. Look at the history of those two guys and some of the things they've said, and they're still on the air. So,
But we have a lot of that too, frankly.
What it does is it points to people in broadcasting who management believes have leverage, and a lot of times leverage is about ratings or Q rating or fame or whatever, that they get the latitude further than the average Joe. So when it comes to Charles Barkley, generally speaking, unless he really said something where he could not walk it back, said something that just like was to the point where it was very, you know, there was a lot of complaints to the FCC or really turned off viewers, he has more latitude than, I would say, almost every sports broadcaster working today.
I see. The problem that I have is there are too few people who want to be truth tellers, maybe because of that fear, because of social media, et cetera. And I find myself, just as a sports viewer, and maybe it's because I'm getting old and curmudgeonly, but I find myself gravitating toward...
I thought that was me.
Toward
Wait a minute.
Golf, because golf, as a sport, I think...
Speaking of old...
You know, that's what I mean. That there is no more honestly covered sport, and nobody more willing to really say what's going on, or even say, that's an awful shot, or something's wrong with him, I don't know what's going on with this guy. You know, the way that most, the average golf broadcaster will cover things, and why David Faraday is such a treasure, because that's a guy who's willing to work outside the sports comfort zone and have some opinions about some other things. And I guess that Barkley, in his own way, is great, but I guess it's just a reminder that as he's able to do that, somebody who's not already tainted by the ESPN machine, who else? Who's next? Who's there within the purview of sports who can be that and can be that refreshing and maybe is even smarter and better informed than Barkley?
First, can I offer my counter to golf?
Yeah.
CBS's Masters coverage. I mean, you want to talk about a whitewashing of the majesty of the azaleas and the beautiful sky above.
That accepted.
Yeah. Right, okay. So let's, you know.
They won't allow it. They'll throw your ass out of there.
Exactly. Right. I mean, you know, Jim Nance says one word about the length of the flowers, and that guy's on a ticket to Tuscaloosa, basically, on a bus. So, all right. But in terms of, you know, you ask a good question, and I don't know if there is somebody, because we now live in it. You know, got to remember, Barkley was hired by Turner in a pre-social media era. So he was able to build up sort of who he was on the air. If you want to call him controversial, that's fine. Today, with companies having to deal with their employees, you know, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Facebook, you know, the potential for things to go bad, I don't know if there's somebody out there who really is the sort of the next truth teller, because I think broadcasters, and I understand it, are becoming so conditioned not to screw up publicly because they've seen careers blow up with one tweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure who's out there. You know, a guy in football who I always thought was a truth teller as best as possible in that sport was Chris Collinsworth, mm-hmm. someone who spoke for The Viewer and represented The Viewer far more than the league or his own network. But even you saw Collinsworth this year with the Mueller report, you know, turn into NFL PR. So I think it's... You know, when the stakes get higher, when it's really important stories like concussions and, you know, obviously talking about, like, you know, things in the NFL that are criminal, I find it very hard, or at least in my opinion, I think it's very hard for people to really put themselves out there because they don't want to blow these, you know, million-dollar careers, basically.
Yeah, what did he say in the pass at the end of the Super Bowl? But you're right. That's a great point, Richard. The other stuff about the NFL, not so much. I mean, he had a pointed remark. What did he say? Oh, that's the wrong. What the hell are they? Whatever
well, yeah,
he said.
Yeah. Usually what I do find, though, is, and you know, you have to separate it. I find that there's a lot of guys who are very, very who are absolutely willing to be critical of coaches and players and decisions,
mm-hmm.
which is important. But to me, the real courage, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm not saying I would do it or risk it either. But the real courage would be guys who start talking about issues that are really significant, concussions in games, criminal stuff, really knocking the commissioners of the leagues on network property.
Right.
That's really where, I mean, you know, that's sort of where you're really putting like a Cosell-like take on something. But again, I can tell you that, you know, you do something like that and a league official is calling your boss within 25 minutes and then you need your boss or his boss or her boss to stand up for you, because that's a lot of heat at the corporate level for that kind of stuff.
All right, so what's the counterbalance then? If that sort of truth can't be told by the people in the most important pulpits, is that indeed the role of social media, that it empowers, it democratizes the conversation, where now when we watch games, we're in some virtual room with everybody, and the smallest keen observation can then be quickly elevated with the speed of a brush fire?
It's a good point. I think to some extent, social media, I mean, this is where social media can be good. It could also be really bad. But there's no doubt that social media can serve as an absolute pressure point on leagues when it comes to this stuff. The Ray Rice incident, for example, the second that TMZ released or reported that film, Twitter was ablaze, and there were people basically saying this guy should be gone. And if nothing else, the NFL and its apparatus could not avoid that. When you have a social media function that has that many people, and obviously Facebook has 10 times as much, but Twitter is kind of where the sports conversation is. When you have that kind of pressure and intense chatter about something, it puts pressure on leagues. Leagues have to act. So there's an element of truth that sort of places like Twitter do become a bit of truth. The downside, obviously, is, you know, Twitter can run wild with rumors that are just not true. There's a lot of, you know, anonymous clowns on Twitter who make it a very tough place to be. But there's no doubt, you know, the one thing that I find really interesting about Twitter as somebody who covers the media is that Twitter will very quickly serve as a fact-checking device if you screw up on television, radio, or the internet. And, you know, that wasn't the case 20 years ago, but now, you know, you say something good, bad, and different, or you're acting like a PR agent of a league, you're going to get lit up on Twitter pretty quick.
I guess this is good news for me, because as we let you go, Richard, and you appreciate your time. And I'm sorry we missed you before, but I know you've talked to other shows in the station, and I think you're the best in the damn business. That's what I think of you. So anyway, I'm glad that you think that. Oh, no, you are. I'm glad that Barkley, because I don't want to see that show go away. As much as I don't like it, as much as I used to with Shaq on it, because I don't know exactly what he's doing there.
Shaq, basically.
I don't know what he's doing or what he, you know, but that to me would be a sports loss if anything would happen to that. That would be such a sports loss, because there's no other pregame, including football, whatever it is, that I want to see other than Charles Barkley. I want to see that show.
I would say this. First of all, I agree with you. I've always said, since I've been writing media, which is about like 9 years now, the two best shows in my lifetime, two best pregame shows in my lifetime, are College Game Day and Inside the NBA. And I would rank Inside the NBA 1 and College Game Day 1A. And, you know, they're as different as different can be.
Right.
You know, setup, structure, everything else. But they to me come as the most authentic pregame shows nationally that we've seen. You just feel like they're not dumbing down to the audience. You get it, who they are is kind of who they are. This is not television. And I'm with you and I like Barkley, so I'm in the tank for him. But I would hope that people who don't particularly love Barkley, they will recognize very quickly when he goes, and he's eventually going to go. When he goes, you're going to basically get a generic NBA show like you often see on ESPN, whether, you know, Avery Johnson and John Barry talking about stuff. And it's going to be the same thing you've seen for 15, 20 years. Charles Barkley has made that show destination unique television. And when he goes, they are not going to find a replacement for him, because he is one of the unique voices we've seen in the media.
We have listeners who want me briefly to bring this up because of something you said early on about Barkley's power, et cetera.
Sure.
And that has to do with the national-local disconnect when it comes to Mike Ditka. The national presence of Ditka is of just sort of the now kind of bumbling football guy. He's not easy to understand. He's waving his arms and he's saying stuff and he's completely harmless. Where for many, the local perception, when Ditka writes in the Sun-Times, often very politically charged, often clearly on the Neanderthal side of so many debates, where he's become a polarizing figure locally with strong opinions about all kinds of things outside of sports, yet that never elevates to his national standing. That somehow he has been able, brilliantly, to carve out a bifurcated personality where he's just kind of blandly palatable on the national level, but polarizing on a local level, and one doesn't really affect the other. Was that done consciously, or is that just something where most of the nation doesn't care?
That's a real, you know what, I haven't read enough of Dicka in Chicago, but I will now. That's a very, very interesting question. My initial sense would be that, you know, he has a reputation in Chicago based on those Bears teams. So you think you're thinking of him in a certain way in Chicago that you wouldn't nationally just because of the connection he has to your city. That said, you know, he's kind of fulfilling the role at ESPN as kind of like the old school, older guy who has a take against the, you know, the new school Chris Carter, Keyshawn Johnson. And usually it's a take of like, either, you know, this isn't the way we did it in the old days, or right. In my day we would have beat the hell out of the guy. And it's a shame, because I feel like Dicka has become way too much of a caricature nationally than he probably is, because I've heard him be really elegant about the perils that older players have gone through. You know, he's been very, very good on that topic of just, you know, how players of his year really have gotten the shaft when it comes to medical stuff. So I don't think it's intentional. My guess is that he has to. The role that he sort of has at this point on ESPN on that show is a very limited role, and he doesn't even notice in those conversations. He doesn't really get involved in the conversations with Carter and Jackson and Keyshawn Johnson. He's kind of like an outsider on his own show. Very possible, and I haven't talked to Dicka. He could be bored with television, and maybe he's just sort of doing it because the paycheck is so great, you don't want to walk away from it. But if nothing else, even if I disagree with him politically, he sounds 100 times more interesting in what you're telling me he's doing in Chicago than what I'm seeing of him doing nationally.
Yeah, if you check out some of the stuff he said for the Sun-Times, and he's just, when you talk about old school,
he's old school.
like reactionary level old school.
Right. I'm not going to agree with him, but at least if nothing else, that comes off to me far more authentic and interesting than literally every time there's a discussion, it seems like on his Countdown show. If I know what you're going to say before you're going to say it, to me that's pretty bad television, and I always feel that's the case with Dicka. And I respect him because he really can bring something to those conversations that those other guys cannot. But I feel, you know, whether intentional or not, he's become a little too caricaturish on that show. I don't think it's intentional though. My sense is that it's not a deliberate plan where he is one guy in Chicago and one guy nationally.
Huh. This is really good stuff, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk, and I would look forward to doing it again.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the invite.
Thanks, Richard.
That is Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated, who writes media for them, and I agree with you that nobody does what he does now better and with more thought.
I don't
and
lie
insight.
To people.
Well, good. I think that's part of your job.
I lied at JRW. I lied to them. But other than that, I'm clean, brother.
We'll talk college buckets in 20 minutes with Reed Forgrave. And we also have two more seats to give away to the Thursday night poker event benefiting the One Step Camp kids. So keep it here. You have the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Brandon Tierney with a CBS Sports Minute. Once again, it's good news, bad news in the NFL. If you're a fan of a bad team, well, bad news is, in the most obvious sense, your team stinks. And no guarantee you actually have the right decision makers in place to make those calls. There's good news in that there are a lot of ways to get better, such as the draft and free agency. Hey, speaking of free agency, there's plenty of checks to go around in Jacksonville, Oakland, Cleveland, the Jets, and Tennessee. Each of these teams well north of 40 mil to entice available players. The question is, at what cost? How deeply do you dive into the free agent pool? Here's a thought. Use the draft to build a team and free agency to augment your roster. Think about it. How many true superstars actually ever hit the market? Basically none, at least at the quarterback spot. It's more about paying a B player an A freight, which is always dangerous. Spending money, a lot different than burning money. So, proceed with caution. You've been warned. I'm Brandon Tierney.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper-free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Scoreboard update.
It is 4:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. The NFL, it's always there, and it's combine week this week. Workouts go from Friday through Monday. Tomorrow, the offensive linemen and special teamers report. The quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs report on Wednesday. We, as in the media, we get to talk with Bears GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox on Wednesday from Indy as they prepare for the NFL draft. That begins April 30th. Bears have the 7th pick overall. Recently cut quarterback Josh McCown met with the Bills today. He left with no contract. He will keep on visiting teams. The Bulls are back on Friday night. That's their first game back after the All-Star break against the Pistons. They will host them, and they cannot practice until at least Wednesday night because of the CBA regulations. Joel Quenneville is the man to take a really talented team and make them dangerous entering the playoffs. NBC's Pierre McGuire would be scared of the Hawks.
Once you get to a certain level of your coaching career, you've got a certain confidence to the decisions that you make. And I think Joel has that confidence in the decisions that he makes. And I'm really bullish on Chicago. I think Chicago is going to be really, really tough out in the playoffs.
And that full interview will be heard at mullyandhanley.com. The Hawks are back in action Wednesday. They host the Red Wings. Marian Hossa is last week's first star of the NHL. He had 5 goals and 1 assist in 4 games. Lance Armstrong and Tailwind Sports Corporation lost an arbitration hearing. Must pay $10 million in a fraud dispute with a promotions company that they're mad that he covered up the use of PEDs. Back to basketball. Amari Stoudemire is off the Knicks, agreeing to a buyout. He's a free agent. Rumors have him wanting the Mavericks as his next team. Did you know the Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota has got you covered. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment of The Score is brought to you by Panera Bread. Eat adventurously at Panera Bread with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor the soy miso broth in a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by Panera today to explore more.
At 4:32, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris Bernstein. And is Steve Rosenblum going to be on the air later? Or is he just wandering around? Like,
yeah, it's Rosenblum and Grody. Enjoy it while you can.
Oh, baby.
Enjoy it while you can.
The kings of the world right there. Grody, big winner. Steve Rosenblum, big winner.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing Mark Grody's part of the Cubs pregame, postgame, that whole family. Because I just think it's great for the broadcast. And it's something that I wrote over the weekend, too. Our buddy Mark Carroll from the Tribune, he's trying to get rid of Go Cubs Go. He's on a campaign to get rid of Go Cubs
Yes,
Go.
I would be. I happily join
him. And he's been very diplomatic about it. He's much nicer than we are when it comes to that and other things, right? But he also has solicited some submissions from area songcrafters, composers to come up with something, and they've sent him in, and it's all linked to his stuff at the Tribune and the sports section. But I decided to come in strongly in with a column of support regarding Go Cubs Go and sort of talking to him about what the response has been. And man, it's the fact that the song was commissioned by WGN Radio,
mm-hmm.
for WGN Radio,
mm-hmm.
about and mentioning WGN Radio,
mm-hmm.
to me is every reason to say, look, they kicked WGN Radio to the curb. They're not on GN anymore.
Therefore,
that is a really, really good reason to either just get rid of it completely or come up with something else. And I think the fact that that broadcast is going to be dragged into this century is great. I think it's great. I think it's going to be great that Grody brings an edge and a sense of humor that is going to take something that was always sort of very homespun and give it a little bit of life and a little
tiresome, by the way.
Give it a little bit of edge. So
he'll do that.
I know, because he's funny.
Mr. Edge. Yeah, he's funny. He's Mr. Edge.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, I did not know you had joined the fight. I did not see that over the weekend. I was pretty well insulated. I was just hiding this weekend, knowing what kind of week this is going to be. But I don't disagree with that. I've said that before. And you're new now. But I saw somebody from the Cubs say that they're going to continue to do it. Was it Ricketts? I saw a quote. And I think, dude, first of all, they're yesterday's news. You have done a good thing here, a smart thing.
It's bad for your brand.
Yeah.
You got a new brand.
It really is time to forget that.
You got a new brand. You've got a real baseball team. You got real players. You got a real manager. You've just spent a ton of money in free agency, and you're going to drag out that hokey, oh, the song sucks, and all conflated in it.
Yes, it
does. You look and sound stupid when you sing it, and I think people love the romance of the fact that the guy who wrote it died shortly thereafter. You know what? It doesn't matter.
Yep.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Killed by a goat.
He was not killed by a goat.
He wasn't? You sure?
I
think he's still in the fourth Mrs. Banks living room. I think there's a... and by the way, Rosie and I were talking about JRW and in light of all the recent things. And I think we're in pretty much lockstep on this. He's been great on this, by the way,
mm-hmm.
For those who pay attention to such things, because... it's really been difficult for the voices of just like truth and justice
and the American way.
Yeah, to speak, because you're just really not welcome.
Because
you're not welcome.
TV news is busy pushing some kind of populist agenda. Yeah. Shame on them for that.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
We're going to talk a little college buckets with Reed Forgrave.
Long shots.
Of Fox Sports. He's got long shots
for
you.
He's got long shots for you.
In the NCAA tournament, so keep it here. You have the score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science
to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412.
800-821-2412.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
The Badgers on their way, getting closer to a Big Ten title. Final score, Wisconsin 68, Illinois 49, here from Madison. That's courtesy Learfield Sports. That was your mournful final call from the Illini side of things. And here to talk a little college basketball.
So we know about Wisconsin.
That we know.
We got Wisconsin, we got Kentucky, we got all this other stuff, but maybe our guest can help us with other teams.
Reed Forgrave is on Twitter at that name, at Reed Forgrave. He writes for FoxSports.com, and he's on Fox Sports 1 covering college hoops, and he's been looking past some of the bigger names to see if maybe there's somebody else who you might want to take a flyer on. Reed joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hi, Reed.
What's going on, guys?
Well, Reed, we appreciate your time today. You got a lot of flyers today, a lot of teams you kind of, you know, you took a look at it, whether it's a player on the team or just the team itself or how they've played, that maybe, because we're always looking for Cinderella. If you're going to start an NCAA tournament in a month, I think a month from today is the selection Sunday, I believe then you're going to have to find some Cinderellas, and you were looking at some today, some pretty good teams.
You know, it's funny because what we remember about March Madnesses, we remember who wins the tournament, but almost as much as that, we remember those teams that do the unexpected in the first weekend. We remember the Skunk City and Florida Gulf Coast. We remember Mercer doing their crazy dance from last year when they upset Duke.
I was doing the same dance.
You're better dancer than I, because I was looking at that. There's no way I could do that. I'd pull something. I remember Norfolk State because I'm a Missouri grad, and that's one of the worst sporting days of my life, because I had them going all. But they're almost impossible to pick who's going to be the next one. But I gave it a go. I put up 10 teams that I think could make a difference in March from like a 10 to 14 seed place. One team that really jumps out to me as a team that could do that is Stephen F. Austin. They lost over the weekend. It was the first time they lost since late November. This is a team from Nacogdoches, Texas. They upset VCU in the first round last year, and they're a very VCU-like team. They like to really get up in you on defense. Very fun team. But there are a bunch. I think Florida Gulf Coast could once again be another one of those Cinderellas like they were 2 years ago.
If I'm looking for criteria, just off the top of my head, I would look for either having the one guy on a team who has proven capable of the crazy game, because it's not a 7-game series. It's just you can ride that the one guy who can have the crazy game.
He has those guys.
I would look at teams in general that are sort of all or nothing 3-point bombers, because maybe you just find a good day where the rim looks big, or a coach who runs a weird system. And if you just have a frustrating, whether it's the Princeton offense or something else defensively, where it's just an annoyance that a smart, better team would probably win, but maybe you just catch somebody by being quirky. And I would sort of overlay those things in trying to apply it. What did you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually, you said it better than I ever could. In fact, I might go in and edit my story, and I might steal your words. That's exactly, I mean,
look what you did.
That VCU team that made the Final Four from the, they were the first team, I think the only team to make the Final Four from that first four series they do in Dayton. That team had two of those criteria. They had this wacky Havoc system, and then they just got really, really hot from three-point land. There's a few teams, the two teams in particular, that I think could fulfill that category of they just have a bunch of guys who bomb from deep. And the one that I want to highlight is Iona. They're in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference out in New York State. And they're one of the most efficient offenses in the country. And get this, they have six players on the team that are shooting higher than 40% from three-point land. So it's not like they're just relying on one guy to go 7 of 12 for three.
Is Jeff Ruland still coaching there? Is that still our guy Ruland who's there?
I need to ask that.
I think so.
I think you're right. Where did he used to be in Illinois? Where was he?
No, I met him when he was in the NBA. He pulled out a giant penis on me.
Yes, he did.
Not his, by the way. Just out of his locker. I'm sorry that I misinformed you.
No, I see it right on his Wikipedia page. He's a giant. He does just do that.
Yeah, no longer the coach there. He's coaching the University of the District of Columbia now.
Oh, that's not on the list here.
I don't know.
That's
what
not
that
on
is.
Reed's list. We're not talking about that guy. But that's what he did when he was with Washington. He hit you with a giant
rubber phallus.
Yeah, he had a giant rubber phallus in his locker. And he had it in the holster. and he turns around and says, "Is this what you wanted?" And I said, "I don't think so."
Anyway, he's not the Iona coach. he's not the coach, about the Gales.
But they're still pretty good with the three-point shooting.
They shoot the hell out of the ball. And another team that I put in that category, though, minus the enormous phallus, which I think has got to be a point detracted from them. Eastern Washington has the nation's leading scorer, and they're just a team that can really run and really shoot the ball, too. But there's a lot of fun teams out there. Look, there's Kentucky and there's everyone else. We all know that this year. If Kentucky doesn't win the national title, I'm going to be surprised. But frankly, I know some people don't like it when there's an odds-on favorite. They'd rather have a bunch of teams that could be the best. I love it. I think the fact that we're looking at a team that could be historical, that could be the first 40-0 team ever, I think it's a phenomenal storyline going into March.
And they're also doing giant TV numbers. I was shocked by this.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, like four million. They're out doing the Cavs. They're out doing the NBA teams.
Yeah, that's great. You don't, and it's not like it's a rivalry game. It's like they're playing like Tennessee.
Right.
I just want to tune in for the see how much they beat him by. Will they beat him by 40? I think they beat my alma mater by 40 just a couple weeks ago. So they are. It's in a way, it's unfortunate there isn't more competition in the SEC this year. But in a way, it sets them up perfectly, because if they were in the ACC, they'd have a lot more challenges. It sets them up perfectly for that possibility of 40-0, which I don't really root for teams so much. I root for people. I root for personalities. But I'm rooting for history here. I really am.
Reed, where do you look at a heritage program in a down year, or a major established program with a great coach in a down year, when you start talking about your quote-unquote Cinderellas? Because obviously we're looking at the directional schools, and you're talking about odd names and tiny schools in small places.
Sure.
But somebody who's just should be better and just might time their renaissance at the right time. Like, look at North Carolina, for example. And I watched them earlier this year and watched them against Ohio State and saw a roster filled with professional players and draftable players, first, second round this year and next year, one after the other, NBA bodies, NBA skill sets, and they're just not that good. So
that's an
example.
They confound me more than anyone else. And frankly, Marcus Paige going into the season was, I don't know, if you were looking at player of the year possibility list, he'd be on every top 10 list there was. And he's been a pretty big disappointment. I'm not sure if it's as much him as the people around him. What's interesting about this year, one of the top 10 storylines in college basketball, is it's the year of the struggling blue bloods.
That's what I mean.
UNC's fine. They're better than a lot of the other blue bloods, but like, UCLA, are they going to even make the tournament?
Oh, I hope not.
if they beat Arizona State this week, I think they will. But they are the definition of bubble team. And then go further than that. Syracuse, they weren't going to make the tournament anyway, and they said, "Well, since we're going to make the tournament, I guess we'll ban ourselves." Take that part. Florida, UConn, all those teams are probably on the wrong side of the bubble. I guess one team. They're not struggling so much, but they're definitely not where we like to see them, Indiana. They're such a good three-point shooting team. They run, they score. They're the type of guys where if James Blackman gets hot, he could go off for 26 points, go, 6 of 10 from 3, and they could be probably a 10 seed, and they could win a couple of games. I don't see them going too deep. I'm a guy who generally takes chalk in the tournament. If there's going to be a big upset, it's going to be some wacky team that we're not paying attention to. One of those directional teams. I don't see Florida. Frankly, I don't even see UNC being a Sweet 16 team this year.
You know, it's interesting because we were talking to me before about the Big Ten. You mentioned Indiana. That really, Wisconsin is so much better than anybody in the Big Ten. Some of the great teams in the past, maybe the old Indiana team. Michigan State.
This is the time of year usually when a Tom Izzo team is starting to get good, and they just hasn't happened yet.
They begin to suck now. They suck, I think. But, I mean, they're so far ahead of everybody. Not that it, someday somebody can't beat them, but they're just so far ahead of the league that you wouldn't expect that in the Big Ten.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. When you look at the Big Ten last year, what I loved about that league was the parity there. I mean, Wisconsin was probably the best team, but Michigan State was a team that if it weren't for injuries, I think could have been a Final Four team. Michigan, Elite Eight team. Ohio State was, good at times, great. There was a ton of parity in that league last year. This year, I mean, it's almost like they should just have the first place team and then skip second place and say, okay, you guys don't even deserve to be named the second place team. We're going to go straight to third place. Probably, if I had to pick one team in that league that I think is the second best, I know most people would probably say Maryland. I'd actually go with Ohio State just because D'Angelo Russell is, if you're talking about a guy who could just go off in the tournament, who could pull a shit by his Napier and put an entire team on his back, he's the guy this year. He's been absolutely phenomenal. But there's just a lot of decent but not great teams in that league.
Reed, we appreciate you joining us. It's really good stuff. And as we get closer to much more meaningful college basketball games, we would look forward to having another conversation. Thanks.
Absolutely, guys. Love your show, and hope to do it again soon.
Thanks, Reed.
Got it.
Reed Forgrave of FoxSports.com and Fox Sports 1. good. You're finding guys. Thank I you. Like it.
And he loves the show. What?
Love
what?
Your suit.
Nobody loves this show. We don't even love this show. But nobody loved this show.
Okay, a couple things I want to do at the top of the hour. I've got two more poker seats I want to give away for Thursday. We're going to do one right after the top and another one before we're done. And then we have got to read you this Tim Kawakami story about what went on with the 49ers and how the Bears ended up with Adam Gase.
We always effort him, and he's hard. I don't
Tim Kawakami?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We'll see if we can grab it. This story is unbelievable. It'll make you feel a little bit better about the old Bears, make you feel very, very lucky about a couple of guys who the Bears ended up with. I mean, there's all sorts of ties here. And and just the stuff with our guy Jim Tomasulo involved, or Tomasula, always is fun because he's just such a boob.
And so, fired.
Oh, after a year.
Yeah, totally fired.
Maybe he won't last the year. Would be
I if he's a good coach then
then we're all in the
people love this show.
We're in the wrong business entirely. Boers and Bernstein. So we got a lot to do. It's gonna be fun. You have to score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North, hub51chicago.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back. The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday. This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah!
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
News, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.